One quick announcement before we start. Snoop Dogg felt bad for us after we lost his lawsuit, so we got off with a warning. And as long as we don't use his music again, we will not get sued by him. So now we are, why do we always save these till the last minute?
We can get demonetized for that one. That has nothing to do with looks. Fine.
We are now the Three Amici's Book Podcast.
Roll the intro.
Hello, and welcome to the new rebranded Times 2 Three Amici's Book Podcast. Before we begin, let's introduce ourselves to our new members of the audience out there, and I'd like to make a quick shout-out to my mom, who had her birthday yesterday. Thank you for watching, Mom. We know you're one of the biggest supporters
of this. Happy late birthday.
Also, we are required by law to record all of our podcasts live now, just in case we use anybody else's music. So, let's get on with it.
Hello, 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 and it is I, Kenny, and it seems to me that I'll be staying.
Hello, it is I. Someone came in and dude home the last episode. Somehow, by doing a reverse gameplay, managed to win the lawsuit against Donald and Kenny. And Kenny was forced by law to be there as in forced out of his house by a SWAT team combated with a escort. So yeah, that kind of happened.
And I am still and always will be Donald. I have liked the same things as always, and I am still wondering why I'm here still. And we have lost too much money from all of these stupid freaking lawsuits.
And I gained all the money, Donald, from the lawsuit. Which, for some surprised reason, your overall banking of your everything was sort of $20.
Let's not talk about that.
I think they say you have to change your name, or is that just like a,
This time, we are being extra careful to make sure that we won't be sued again.
Okay, then.
Alright. Hello! Yes, this is him. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry for the inconvenience, sir. Alright, goodbye.
What was that?
The developers from Activision, who made Spider-Man 2, have sued us for using their Pizza Time music. Do you think everybody just is listening to this podcast waiting to sue somebody?
Yeah. Oh, well, then.
Oh, well, it was your idea to use that song!
What? Me?
Okay, stop. It was you who didn't even grasp the concept, the essence, the absolute likely of using that song. He said, hey, we'll be sued. What happened? We got sued.
No, it was not. It was not my idea.
Again?
Sorry, hang on a second. Hello. Okay, we will. Sorry, sir. Goodbye.
Okay, what now?
Some guy named Mark Haverstock told us to get back on track and talk about the book.
Who is your teacher?
Yeah, well, he said he would sue us if we didn't.
Well, I'll have to be sued too, well.
He also said he'd give us a bad grade. I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, when we last left Haley Madison, she had just found out about the talent show she could be in, so she might get her popularity back. Even though it's a middle school talent show, and everybody knows that those are the kind of things that go into cringe compilations on YouTube.
No one cares.
So, she goes to the mall with her mom to get some stuff for the show.
At the beginning of the chapter, Haley was shopping for an outfit to present at the talent show, which literally has no talent in that, and Alexa was at the same mall as well.
And Alexa magically buys the exact same outfit Haley was going to buy, which, I mean, Haley said that she might buy it for school, but it was a valley for the show, so, you know.
And she's been following her around the mall.
And, of course, this goes on for the rest of the day. Every single store that Haley goes into, Alexa is already there, so she can see what she's buying. It just goes on and on for the whole day, and I hate it when people in books and movies do that. It gets on my nerves. It makes me think of college.
Yeah, the same sort of thing starts happening at the school too, where Haley chooses a song and dance routine, and Alexa all of a sudden does exactly the same dance routine, the same song. So now Haley's stuck at home practicing.
Hashtag stop sucking other people, cough cough Alexa.
Exactly.
The next day, Jasper, who is Haley's friend, if you need to catch up, go watch our last podcast, please, and thank you, we would appreciate that. Tell her that they need to work on their report together. They agree to meet up at lunch to work on it. Haley then is on her way to meet up and spots Jasper playing the drums.
I think this is going to come up again in the climax.
Really? Never thought of that, you know?
I hope you're being sarcastic.
Ah, in your wild dreams. Nope.
Anyways, Jasper runs into Haley and she tells him he's really good at playing the drums. And he says thanks, but he wants to be as good as Keith Moon from Who.
In this stereotype where the shy kid plays drums like the 80s music like the 80s he is.
I won't call it a stereotype, but it does seem to come up a lot. So, what do you two think of the book so far?
Well, I think so far it's getting into that soon-to-be cat fight movie. You know that anime, you know what I'm talking about? Because it looks like stalking the living hell out of Haley. Like, stalking her through the window practically. And making things up about her for the reason, but so far, I think it's really getting into who's better than the other. But yeah, that's what I think, I guess. And plus for the sole fact that Death's both superpowers, I think, they're all gonna have another conflict as in the second episode.
Very eye-opening. Kenny?
It's still so dramatic. I'm pretty dumb.
Nice.
Aw, thanks. So my opinion matters now, eh?
Well, yes, but actually, no. It always mattered, but I never really cared about it.
Shut up.
What was that?
Nothing.
That's what I thought.
You totally set it up. Like, does he hear me walk in and break from the whole thing that happened?
How could you do that to me?
Shut up.
Stop it!
Why? You're always telling us to shut up, and that opinion doesn't matter. It's your turn for what happens to you.
Fair point. Don't you want your skating on water?
We've taken this for the last time.
No more.
What are you gonna do? Sue me? Kick me off the podcast?
Negative.
Well, what are you gonna do if I don't stop?
Make your contract longer.
What? You wouldn't.
You want to risk it?
So there's a contract in violent law. You have to stay there, but yeah. Try you, Bush. I'll re-sue you and increase it for 10 years.
Well?
Oh, alright, fine.
And one more thing. Before I get back on track, you need to apologize.
Okay, I will. After the podcast is over.
No, right now. On air.
Alright, fine. I'm sorry for everything I've said to you. Are you happy?
Okay, guys, we should keep on talking about the book before that Mark Haverstock guy calls us again.
Right. So Haley and Jasper are walking to go work on their project when Haley hears music.
It turns out Alexa found out what song he was going to use, and she stole it. I wonder how that happened.
Dun dun dun.
This, of course, sets Haley off, and her and Alexa fight, and then Haley sees that Alexa stole her notebook.
Cat fight.
They keep fighting, and Haley just walks away. Because she's sick and tired of Alexa's scheming and just general meanness. But when she is, Alexa uses her powers to throw a lunch tray at herself, so it looks like Haley threw it.
Top 10 anime jokes. Cough.
Wait, book theory. Alexa is the
Let's not get into that now, shall we?
Oh, fine. But everyone watch my book theory podcast later this week.
Jasper tells Haley that he knows that she didn't throw that lunch tray at Alexa, even though everybody else thinks she did. I mean, like, everybody. He then tells her he knows something's up with her, and Haley tells him about her powers.
Ooh, get that anime lover moment!
Jasper tells Haley that he knew all along she was different, but he could just feel it like the air pressure. And, Kenny, are you alright?
That was my line, dude! But anyways, Jasper tells Haley that he knows she was different, and Alexa was different, because every time Jasper walked by them, the air got really heavy and thick.
Okay, one, Don, why did you steal his line to begin with?
What do you mean? This isn't scripted.
Well, yeah.
What are you gonna say?
this chapter is great for lore. I mean, you know, just don't do lines again.
So that has cleared up some of the mystery surrounding Trini, because, you know, like, her and... Because, one of the queen bees was Trini's friends, and, like, oh, this jealousy and all that jazz, and, like, and then and Angie didn't want to lose her best friend, and then, but Trini was like, oh, you're not right for me, blah, 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 blah. I'm pretty sure Kenny covered that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy we found that out, actually. Haley then has an inner conflict with herself about who to be friends with, and she thinks maybe the Hive isn't right for her after all.
Hmm.
Oh, well, that's a plot twist I've seen, and I don't think Trini would want to lose her bestie. I mean, you know, friendships.
I love team-up storylines.
Yes.
Oh, what? They're my favorite anime.
Haley still doesn't know what song to do, and Jasper says...
Ever considered going retro?
Boom! Mind blown!
Thank you for listening to our podcast. If we get enough money and time, we will end this book off. Thanks for watching.
Bye!
See you in hell!
Really?
I like the heat.
Goodbye.
Aw.